The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rayshon Blyden.
Welcome, welcome, Political Bombshell. I took hump day off. As I said on Tuesday, I was going to have hump day to myself, and I wanted to have it completely to myself, so I took the day off. But you haven't missed much in the news. It's only been one day. So 323-835-1123, politicalbombshow.cf. I'm so angry at myself because I could have gone ahead and did my shopping for my phone on Cyber Monday. Did not realize that the company reissued me a refund. It was already in my account on Monday. I didn't even bother to check. I was expecting an email. Actually, I did get an email. I have too many email accounts. I'm not like regular people. You just have one email or two at the most. I have so many emails. And I don't check my music one, the Raydog at Raydog, because it's just flooded with so many things. And that's where my PayPal account is attached to. And so I noticed that that's where they let me know that my refund was issued on Monday. So anyway, no worries. I went ahead and ordered a new phone. I went with a 7 like I said I was going to. And obviously you don't just order a phone. When you order a phone, you order two other things. What do you order when you buy a phone? Or what do you normally get? Without thinking, you get what? You get tempered glass to protect the screen, and you get a case to protect it from dropping. And sometimes you get insurance, but I'm still debating if I'm gonna get insurance on this one or not, because this is not my primary phone. And not that I don't care if I break it. I'm pretty good with my phones. I don't break them. There's once in my life I broke a phone, and that was pure anger, and I actually bit my phone and the whole screen shattered. But that was crazy. That was very crazy. I could have damaged myself. But politicalbombshow.cf. Enjoyed my one day to myself very much so. Of course, it's always frustrating trying to find a vendor to get your deals with, but I went with eBay this time because I wanted the free shipping. That's the one thing I like with eBay versus Amazon. With Amazon, you don't generally get free shipping unless you're within their Prime, what do you call it, Prime, whatever. That do you get 2-day shipping or whatever. But with eBay, pretty much most product that I can really look at there, you get free shipping. So it's 4-day shipping. So what, over 2 days? 4 days isn't gonna kill. So I got that and got the tempered glass and a nice case. I really like the case. I actually like it better than the case I have for my XS Max. I would get one for my XS Max too, except they were out of stock. So I'll have to keep an eye on that. I really like it. It looks really futuristic. It looks really cool. But let's get into some stuff here. I also made use of my day off. Remember that I told you I was working with a mortgage, not a mortgage, a realtor, and she really wasn't sending me what I wanted, and it was just angering me. So apparently she referred me to someone that seems to be a lot better than her. I was working with a guy, but he's really busy right now, and I am on the hunt for a home, so you know I'm not gonna bother him. So the realtor, she sent me someone that she's pretty good, introduced me to things I didn't know of, and so now it looks like I'm gonna get what's gonna be a really awesome home. I love it. I fell in love with the home, but it needs repairs on the roof, and because of the roof leak, obviously the ceiling needs repair, and some of the sheetrock. So she told me about a loan I've never heard of called 203K, and so that is probably the route that I'm going to take because I'm really in love with this home. It's perfect. You could literally, the basement, I already visualized it in my mind. The basement could be my studio. It's that good. And then looking at the way how the basement is set up, it has one part that I already know is gonna be my vocal booth. Now you might say, you don't sing or rap anymore. Why do you need a vocal booth? Well, you never know. I might wanna go back to music and revisit it someday, and or even doing my podcast. It'll sound better because it'll be in a vocal booth. It'll be nice and quiet. But anyway, I really love this home because it's perfect for me. It's really perfect, and it's got two garages, so I could use one of the garages for storage. And yeah, I'm not planning on meet unless obviously I don't know what'll happen in the future. Maybe I'll meet Mrs. Asian. Only people who know my music will know why that's funny. So I am very much they're my fetish, Asian women, absolutely. But I don't even, okay, I didn't mean to get into some personal stuff there. Let's get to some news. Get to some news. Trump threatens tariffs on car imports over GM plant closings. I heard about that, about GM plant closings. So let's see what's going to happen there. He was very angry about it, so we'll see what happens. We shall see. I'm just turning my phone down. I just realized I didn't have the volume. So let's turn that off. Put that on the charger there. So it'll be just you and me. We can have a civilized conversation. All right, why is this not opening? Come on! I just talked about being civilized and now I'm acting uncivilized. Okay, come on. Here we go. Okay. So, Trump threatens tariffs on car imports over GM plant closings. President Donald Trump indicated on Twitter that he is considering new tariffs on car and imports in response to GM's decision to close down U.S. factories and fire workers. The reason that the small truck business is in the U.S. is such a go-to favorite is that for many years, tariffs of 25% have been put on small trucks coming into our country, Trump wrote on Wednesday morning in his tweet. If we did that with cars coming in, many more cars would be built here, and GM would not be closing their plants in Ohio, Michigan, and Maryland, the president continued in a second tweet. Get smart, Congress. Also, the countries that send us cars have taken advantage of the U.S. for decades. The president has great power on this issue because of the GM event. It is being studied now. The president's remarks follow a CNBC article about a report in the German media that Trump is considering placing a 25% tariff on car imports from all countries aside from Mexico and Canada. The president has been particularly angered by GM's announcement this week as he considers the U.S. economy as a reflection on his presidency. I thought that might be it too. I would be angry too. So he's right. He's right. The factory closures, combined with the downturn in the stock market and rising interest rates, have caused concern about an economic downturn. Trump has lashed out and blamed Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell for the bad news, which the president says is due to Powell's decision to raise interest rates. So, yes, the president is asserting himself. And I hope I'm not a GM fan myself, so I say screw him hard, give it to them, baby. Give it to the baby. Americans have found that a new search engine is exposing personal data. Which search engine is this? I have no idea. No idea. It says here, passwords and private data are being exposed online. I searched myself, and the results left me speechless. It seems like every month there's a new data breach that puts Americans at risk for identity theft and financial loss. Speaking of that, my Discovery card, everyone's heard of LifeLock, right? LifeLock, it's protects you from identity theft. Well, apparently my Discover card, they sent me an email and they're also offering a service like that. So I used to have LifeLock. I'm considering, I'll look at the Discovery and see what they have to offer. But yep, I just said Equifax, LifeLock, Facebook, and now even the federal government is leaking our data. Oh my goodness, it's a good thing I don't have LifeLock anymore. Oh boy. Wow. I just said that too. Huh. LifeLock? Are you kidding me? Yeah, let them send me another promo. Let them send me another promo. I could tell them to go to hell. I'm not going back to you. Do you ever wonder if your logins or passwords are being exposed? If you're like most of us, the answer is yes. We worry about other people having our passwords on. I use this thing. It's called, I don't know. They have a free version, but which is just as good as a paid version. The paid version, the only difference is I didn't want, ads. I wanted it ad free. I didn't want any ads, but it's awesome. It works amazing. It's called LastPass, LastPass. And basically for instance, let's say you want to go to Facebook and you create an account. The LastPass will give you a password that's just so crazy no one will be able to remember it, and it's you know, you don't have to remember it yourself. You know, you'll have your LastPass, and when you want to go to Facebook, you click on it and it'll send you right there, and you don't have to key anything in. It's great. I love it. I've been using it for 2 years now, and I'm loving it. But anyway, if you're like most, like I read that, unfortunately, even the most savvy computer users will fall victim to a data breach at some point, and they may not even know it. Recently, an innovative new service made waves on the internet, Guardian by Truthfinder. I must say, I've used Truthfinder before. I wanted to find out about people, and I paid, and they gave me a lot of information. So, yeah. Can show you how much of your private data, password, login, social security number, sensitive financial information, etc., is actually being leaked online and what you can do to protect yourself. I was shocked to see that the password for my Gmail account had been posted on an ID theft forum. Wow, I've never received a notice from any company that had experienced a data breach. Here's how it works. First, you start your search using your name and state. With this information, Guardian can look through hundreds of millions of records and piece together all of your personal data that currently available online. You'll see things like financial records, assets, social media data, mortgage information, licenses, and other highly personal information. It's a little scary because it's the type of information that you'd use to verify your identity online. Think security questions like, have you ever lived at blah 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 street? Next, Guardian will search what's known as the dark web. This is the part of the internet that isn't accessible to most people unless you have special software. It's shocking, I tell you, shocking that these websites even exist. In fact, this is where identity thieves buy and sell your private data. Things like passwords, social security numbers, and credit card information are all traded here. You need to monitor these dangerous these dangers if you use the internet frequently, which I do. Think about what could happen if the password you use for online banking is floating around in the dark web. Yup, bank logons are being bought and sold on the dark web. It's very likely that your passwords are compromised if you tend to use the same or similar passwords for multiple sites. See, that's why you need LastPass, LastPass. I don't use the same password for anything at all. Every password that I have is generated by LastPass, and it's like a crazy. No one will remember these passwords. It's impossible to. So I like it like that because I don't have to think about it. And it's also mobile too. So you got the app, and you could use the app, and you could use it on your computer. I love it. I used to have another one, but it was not as good. It was just outdated. I can't remember the name. M-Secure or some such thing. It wasn't as advanced as the LastPass. So I recommend LastPass. And like I said, it's free unless you pay to get rid of ads. And I didn't want ads. And not that they were giving me many ads, but I just didn't want the ads. I wanted it gone. So it didn't cost that much either. So I would definitely recommend Guardian by Truthfinder and see if what's being exposed of you. In fact, I'm going to put a link in my description on the show here if you want to know how much of things are leaked. In fact, let's see. I don't want to do this, but while I'm live here, I'm going to key in my own information. When you go there, it's going to ask you for your first name. So I put Rayshon Blyden, where I live and state, and search. Okay, it says your privacy report will give you a clear picture of how much of your personal data is exposed on the internet. So right now it's 10%, 15%, it's going through. I'm going to guess I'm going to have to pay to see what's going on, but I think it'd be worth it just for the peace of mind to know if your data is safe or not. So it's going through that 38%, 39%. I can't believe LifeLock. That's really shocking that happened. I'm so glad that I read that report. Okay, and now it says save your search. Okay, so I'm going to save my search. I'm going to put my email address. Save my search. Processing data, please wait. And it says here, it's no kidding. It has my full name here with my middle initial, my age, two locations I used to live and the current location I live. This is really insane. Wow. It shows that. Then it says to get, click, it has a tab here that says get report. I'm guessing this is where you're going to have to pay to get the report. Let's see. It's going to a thing again. It says your report shows how many of your personal and private information is on the internet. And all the stuff that it looks for is passwords, credit card information, location data, family information, logins, social security, photos, contact number, online activity, financial records, court records, and more. So it's going to another page. It's asked me if I agree to continue. Your online privacy protection is ready. So I am continuing. Whoa, oops, I'm sorry. Did I hit the mic? Okay. So this is the part where it says the final step is to activate your account and unlock your report. The most popular one they have, 1 month of online privacy protection with Guardian is $19.78 a month. On power users, 3 months, $16.82 each. And I'm not gonna continue. I just wanted to go through the process with you in case you wanted to do it. I'm gonna leave and get back to some news. If you get pre-qualified, I'll draft up the paper. I'm putting an offer for you. I'm sorry. This is okay. Let me take a break. I gotta take care of this thing real quick. I'll be right back.
Grandpa got run over by a beer truck.
Beer truck.
Coming out of Woody's Christmas Day.
Day.
Grandma got a job out at the brewery. I never knew that she could drive that way. Grandpa was out drinking with the floozies.
Beef.
Spending all of Grandma's hard-earned dough.
Raha.
He didn't have enough to pay the bartend. So Woody tossed him out into the snow. Grandpa stood there frozen in the headlights. He looked just as helpless as a deer. I don't think he was afraid of dying. I think he was afraid he'd spill his beer.
Grandpa got run over by a beer truck. Coming out of Woody's Christmas Day. Grandma got a job out at the brewery. I never knew that she could drive that way.
Who'd have thought he'd end up as a roadkill? She flattened him right on the center line. He could have made it to the curb if he were quicker. But she backed it up and squashed him one more time. Grandma cried and cried at Grandpa's funeral. Not because we peeled him off the road. All the loot she got from his insurance went to pay the bar tab that he owed.
Grandpa got run over by a beer truck. Coming out of Woody's Christmas Day. Grandma got a job out at the brewery. I never knew that she could drive that way. I never knew that she could drive that way. I never knew that she could drive that way.
All right, welcome back. Had to take care of some stuff, you know, trying to become a homeowner. If you went through the process yourself, you'll know how very, very stressful it can be and very, very time-consuming. So anyway, had to take care of a few inside stuff that I don't need to talk about here. Let's continue on with the show. Okay, where was I? Okay, so apparently Rush Limbaugh is very angry at Mueller the Donkey. Get in line, Mr. Limbaugh. Aren't we all? So let's read. This is coming from WND. It says, Limbaugh, nothing anybody can do to stop these people. I've run out of words to express my anger. This was, okay, so radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh, because Rush Limbaugh had become audibly livid Wednesday as he lamented how the probe by special counsel Robert the Donkey Mueller into alleged Russian collusion with Donald Trump continues with no end in sight, ruining the lives of people. It's true. It's very true. It's all rooted in the fact that they've got nothing, Limbaugh shouted. They've got nothing! And I agree. And I'm sorry if I sound mad about this, because I am! I'm just expressing the way how I think he would, because I've been listening to his show for many years, so I think I know him. And it's rare that he gets very angry. It's not like Savage gets more angry on his radio show and shows it a lot more than Limbaugh. Limbaugh is usually laid back and calm, cool, and collective. But so He's got to be really mad if he's got to be mad about this. Everyone's mad about it. Heck, I'm mad about it. I did a show the other day calling him a donkey jackass, so he's not the only one angry. So, and I'm sorry if I sound mad about this, because I am. I am fit to be tied over it. It has been a hoax. It has been a travesty from the very get-go. I agree. He blamed what called a fake, phony, fraudulent dossier about Trump and as the main reason for the ongoing probe, saying it frosts me to the degree that I've run out of words to express my anger. A made-up political opposition research document by the Clintons. He didn't say that here, but that's by Hillary Clinton and her campaign. That they're the ones who did it. Yeah, okay, so we get the point. He's very angry, as do all of us. All of us are very angry. So I'm looking at a picture of him. He definitely looks livid. I could see his face. He looks very upset. As we all should be. Okay. What else do we have here? Oh, I'm in the wrong section here. Let's go back here. Okay, let's get on to some juicy stuff. So, now that the Russia collusion is a proven lie, when do the trials for treason begin? Trump tweets warning to opponents. Let's see what this warning is. Trump shares image calling for his opponents to face trials for treason. President Trump on Hump Day, Wednesday morning, shared an image calling for his opponents to face trial for treason, with many of them behind bars. The image, which President retweeted from a pro-Trump Twitter account, depicts a host of figures Trump has criticized, including former President Obama, 2016 Democratic presidential nominee Crooked Hillary, Special Counsel the Donkey Mueller, former FBI Director James Comey, and former President Bill Clinton. Now that Russia collusion is a proven lie, when do the trials for treason begin? The caption on the photo reads. I didn't see. I'm gonna go like this comment real quick. There you go. I'm also gonna retweet this if I may. Okay. So several of the figures in the image were targeted with mailed explosive, allegedly from a Trump supporter last month. The retweet comes as reports emerge that Mueller's team is working on their final report about this investigation into ties between Trump campaign and Russia. Trump on Monday lashed out at the donkey, and we talked about that already, so there you go on that. What else do we have? President's two key answer made under oath. What is this? Exclusive two key answers from Trump to Mueller. Washington CNN. President Donald Trump told the donkey Mueller in writing that Roger Stone did not tell him about WikiLeaks, nor was he told about the 2016 Trump Tower meeting between his son, campaign officials, and Russian lawyer promising dirt on Hillary Clinton, according to two sources familiar with the matter. One source described the president's answer without proving any direct quotes, and said the president made clear he was answering to the best of his recollection. This is the first insight into how the president responded to the Mueller team's written questions, a key unknown as Mueller aims to wrap up his investigation and prepare his final report. These 2 points, WikiLeaks and Trump Tower meeting, are critical to Mueller's central mission. Investigating whether the Trump campaign colluded with Russians during the 2016 campaign. The president's lawyer previously told fake news CNN the answers would match his public statements. Still, these written answers could be subject to criminal charges if false. A spokesman for special counsel declined to comment. CNN did not get a full readout of all of the president's answers to Donkey's questions. According to many lawyers who have experience in cases such as this, adding that he has no recollection, as the president apparently did, these written answers to Mueller is standard procedure as a way to try to shield a client should their recollections be challenged. It's well documented how frequently he says or tweets false things, and there's no criminal exposure for that, said CNN legal analyst. The difference is, if he lies in his statement to federal investigators, he is potentially exposing himself to criminal liability, assuming he attested to the accuracy of the information. On WikiLeaks, Mueller the Donkey team has been investigating whether Roger Stone, and a Republican political operative and longtime Trump ally knew in advance about WikiLeaks dumps of hacked emails from Democratic National Committee. So, I don't know. Don't know what to say, except I refer you back to my, was it Tuesday show? Are we there yet, Mueller? Are we there yet? Manafort pardon on the table. Good. He should be pardoned. He's been to hell and back all because of a lie. Mueller cornered. What is this all about? Mueller the donkey, he's like a donkey. Hee-haw, hee-haw, hee-haw. Donkey, donkey. Hee-hee-haw, hee-hee. Okay, Manafort lawyer is said to have briefed Trump attorneys. Did he now? Are you sure? A lawyer for Paul Manafort, the president's one-time campaign chairman, repeatedly briefed President Trump's lawyers on his client's discussions with federal investigators, and Manafort agreed to cooperate with the special counsel, according to one of Trump's lawyers and two other people familiar with the conversations. The arrangement was highly unusual and inflamed tensions with Mueller's office when prosecutors discovered it after Manafort began cooperating 2 months ago, the people said. Some legal specialists speculated it was a bid by Manafort for a presidential pardon, even as he worked with the special counsel Robert the Donkey Mueller III in hopes of a lighter sentence. So, but I would do the same thing too. So don't tell me. Tell me about it. Don't you try to stop me. Don't you try to stop me. Because you are waste. You wasted so much of our taxpayers' dollars with bootiness. Bootiness, you hear me? Bootiness. Not bootalicious, but bootiness. You understand? You know the difference? One is delicious, the other is boo, and you are boo. Oh boy. The most explosive moments from Facebook's hearing where furious lawmakers tore into frat boy billionaire Sucky Zucky. Lawmakers from 9 countries tore into Facebook on Tuesday after CEO Mark Sucky Zucky failed to attend an international committee hearing in Westminster, London. Instead, Facebook sent its policies chief Richard Allen, who bore the brunt of the committee's fury during the grueling 165-minute hearing, while acknowledging that Sucky Zucky no-show was not a good look. Not only did lawmakers scold Sucky Zucky for his absence, but evidence was brought forward from a cache of Facebook documents the committee seized last week. Now here is a quick summary of the most explosive moments from that hearing. So, frat boy billionaires destroying democracy. Canadian MP Charlie Ingus kicked things off by asking whose decision it was for Sucky Zucky to blow off the hearing. When Allen took responsibility for the decision, Ingus upped his rhetoric, painting Facebook as a reckless threat to democracy. While we were playing on our phones and apps, our democratic institutions, our formal civil conversations seem to have been upended by frat boy billionaires from California, he said. Canada's Bob Zimmer, who set up the International Grand Committee with the UK politicians Damien Collins, laid into Sucky Zucky for not showing up. To not have your CEO sit in that chair is an offense to all of us, he said. At a press conference after the hearing, Collins said, "The buck stops with Zuck." Zimmer added, "It's a high school company collecting adult paychecks. Ouch. To me, they don't get it," he said. "I still don't think they get it." Zuckerberg sent his cat. The lawmakers reportedly savaged Sucky Zucky for not appearing, and likewise, Allen was repeatedly told that he was not senior or knowledgeable enough to answer questions. He acknowledged it was not great that he, a member of the UK Parliament, himself was there and not his CEO. Belgium's Nelly Linen found the most inventive way to address Sucky Zucky's absence. "Do you know the expression, sending your cat?" she asked. Momentarily confusing Allen, she explained that in Flemish, it's an idiom meaning to not show up. This drew laughter and Alan tried to play along. I hope I am able to assist as a cat, Alan said. No, no, you are sitting next to the cat, she explained. I don't understand. I am completely lost. I don't get it. Someone is going to have to explain that to me. Blowback from a bikini. Oh, no. Never mind. Wait. Oh, yeah, it is. This is part of it. Blowback from a bikini app. Okay. As the hearing went on, details emerged from a cache of Facebook documents that Collins had seized last week. The cache contains potentially explosive internal emails which Collins obtained by exercising obscure parliamentary privilege on a software company founder who was on a business trip to the UK. Ted Kramer is the founder of 643, which is suing Facebook for changing its private policy, a move it claims killed its business. An app that scraped Facebook for images of women's bikini. Oh boy. Collins said it was ironic that the press had described the app Bikini as creepy, given Facebook's origins. This was an apparent allusion to Face Mask, a website Zucky Zucky made in college that ranked women by their attractiveness. Zucky Zucky told Congress in April that Face Mask was not Facebook's. Okay. Read more how Facebook CEO Zucky Zucky could be humbled by a creepy bikini app. Okay, I'm not going to read that. Collins brought the first piece of evidence from the document cache to the table. An engineer at Facebook notified the company in October 2014 that entitles the Russians' IP address had been using a Pinterest API key to pull over 3 billion data points a day through the ordered friends API, he said. Was that reported or was that just kept? As so often, I'm rolling my head and pretending like I've heard, you know how women get mad and they roll their, okay, anyway. See, it often seems to be the case. Was that just kept in the family and not talked about, Collins asked. Alan replied that the information Collins had viewed was at best partial, at worst misleading. Facebook later clarified that it investigated the engineer's warning and found no evidence of specific Russian activity. Ads for data. Or data. The second piece of evidence that emerged from the documents concerned Facebook favoring apps that bought substantial amounts of advertising on the platform. British MP Clive Efford asked whether apps were given a favorable whitelisting agreement in exchange for being able to buy large quantities of mobile advertising through Facebook. When Alan denied this, Efford replied, "We've seen the evidence that suggests that's the case." Colin has yet to publish any of the documents obtained from 643, but has promised he will do so within the week. Throughout the hearing, Alan consistently tried to undermine the paper, saying it was from a hostile company. So, Argentina says, hurry up and sort out WhatsApp. I used to use that. In fact, it's still installed on my phone. I think I need to take it off of there. Leopoldo from Argentina's Freedom of Expression Commission was eager to know what Facebook was planning to do about WhatsApp. He noted that during the recent Brazilian presidential election, WhatsApp was used to decimate mass amounts of false information with a political agenda. Argentina has a presidential election coming in 2019. Allen said Facebook was building WhatsApp into new election task forces that he would monitor whether elections were being interfered with on Facebook's platforms. You can hurry up because elections are coming really soon. Also pointed out that Argentina had already asked to meet with Facebook after a report from Amnesty International found large account farms making fake identities, but Facebook's Argentine office refused to give an answer and said it would send a Latin representative who never showed up. I can only apologize, Allen responded. Of course. I can only apologize. Of course. You are such a freaking... Yep, you are Zuckerberg indeed. You are Zuckerberg. Okay. What else do we have in the news? Anything else? Victims break silence to Miami Herald. Breaks the silence on what? What are we breaking the silence on? While the story leads. What is this? The story behind a Palm Beach sex offender's remarkable deal? How a future Trump cabinet member gave a serial sex abuser the deal of a lifetime. Okay, let me read through this and come back.
There's something stuck up in the chimney and I don't know what it is, but it's been there all night long. Well, I waited up for Santa all Christmas night, but he never came, and it don't seem right that there's something in the chimney and it doesn't make a sound, but I wish you a Merry Christmas. There's something stuck up in the chimney and I don't know what it is, but it's been there all week long. Well, the dog keeps barking up the chimney flue, and we don't know what we're gonna do, 'cause there's something in the chimney and it doesn't move around, and it's been a week since Christmas. There's something stuck up in the chimney, don't know what it is, but it's been there all month long. Well, it's jammed up tight above the fireplace. Now the house smells funny, such a big disgrace that there's something in the chimney and it doesn't talk at all, and it's been there since last Christmas. There's something stuck up in the chimney and I don't know what it is, but it's been Santa like I did last year, but my brother says he's already here, and he's stuck up in the chimney and he doesn't say a word, and I'll be there every Christmas, and we'll have him every Christmas.
Welcome back, Political Bomb Show. All right, let's continue reading about how a future Trump cabinet member gave a serial sex abuser the deal of a lifetime. On a muggy October morning in 2007, Miami's top federal prosecutor, Alexander Acosta, had a breakfast appointment with a former colleague, Washington, D.C. attorney J. Lefkowitz. Why would people have easier names? It was an unusual meeting for the then 38-year-old prosecutor, a rising Republican star who had served in several White House's posts before being named U.S. Attorney in Miami by President George W. Bush. Instead of meeting at the prosecutor's Miami's headquarters, the two men, both with professional roots in the prestigious Washington law firm of Kirkland and Ellis, convened at the Marriott in West Palm Beach, about 70 miles away, for Left, I'm going to say Left for short instead of Lefkowitz, Left 44, a U.S. special envoy to North Korea and corporate lawyer. The meeting was critical. His client, Palm Beach multimillionaire Jeffrey Epstein, 54, was accused of assembling a large cult-like network of underage girls with the help of young female recruiters to coerce them into having sex acts behind the walls of, this is thick stuff, of his opulent waterfront mansion as often as three times a day. Damn, the town of Palm Beach police found. This is a nice looking home, by the way. Nice looking mansion, but it's sick stuff happening there. Allegedly, I have to say allegedly, because I don't know. The eccentric hedge fund manager, whose friends include President Bill Clinton, Donald Trump, and Prince Andrew, was also suspected of trafficking minor girls, often from overseas, for sex parties at his other homes in Manhattan, New Mexico, and the Caribbean. FBI and the court records show. Facing a 53-page federal indictment, Epstein could have ended up in federal prison for the rest of his life. But on the morning of the breakfast meeting, a deal was struck, an extraordinary plea agreement that would conceal the full extent of Epstein's crimes and the number of people involved. Not only would Epstein serve just 13 months in the county jail, but the deal called a non-prosecution agreement essentially shut down an ongoing FBI probe into whether there were more victims and other powerful people who took part in Epstein's sex crimes, according to the Miami Herald. Examination of thousands of emails, court documents, and FBI records. The PAC required Epstein to plead guilty to two prostitution charges in state court. Epstein and four of his accomplices named in the agreement received immunity from all federal criminal charges. But even more unusual, the deal included wording that granted immunity to any potential co-conspirators who were also involved in Epstein's crimes. These accomplices were not identified in the agreement, leaving it open to interpretation whether it possibly referred to other influential people who were having sex with underage girls at Epstein's various homes or on his plane. This is sad, sick stuff. Not as sick as the gorilla stuff. Well, yeah, it's just as sick. As part of the agreement, Acosta agreed, despite the federal law to the contrary, that the deal would be kept from the victims. As a result, a non-prosecution agreement was sealed until after it was approved by the judge, thereby affording any chances that the girls or anyone else might show up in court and try to derail it. This is the story of how Epstein bolstered by unlimited funds and represented by powerful legal team. I don't know. This is bad stuff. Bad stuff. Okay. Cops work to put Epstein in prison. Prosecutors work to cut him a break. Okay, I read that. Supreme's poised to limit police power to seize property. Huh, this is interesting. Let's see what this is all about. High Court likely to say states can't levy excessive fines. The Supreme Court left little doubt Wednesday that it would rule that the Constitution's ban on excessive fines applies to the states, an outcome that could help an Indian man recover the $40,000 Land Rover police seized when they arrested him for selling about $400 worth of heroin. Okay, that's not good. I agree with this. That's crazy. You can tell me the man stole $400 worth of heroin and you're going to take his $40,000. Are you crazy? Bad boys, what you going to do? Bad boys, what you going to do? That's really bad stuff going to come for you. That's crazy. No, seriously, that's dumb. He was selling about $400 and they take a $40,000. How fair is that? No, I'm not defending him because I don't defend drug dealers. I'm just saying, looking from the outside looking in, it's messed up that they take a $40,000 Land Rover and he was selling $400 worth of drugs. I'm just saying, it's not right. So I'm glad that the Supreme Court has stepped in and said, no, bad boys, you're not going to do it. No, we're going to do it when you run for you, bad boys. Okay. A decision in favor of 37-year-old Tyson Timms of Marion, Indiana, also could buttress efforts to limit the confiscation by local law enforcement. I am happy about it. Yeah, you know, you're using and abusing the power. It's not for you to do. Understand? Oh, great. Sundance unveils a politics-heavy lineup. Let's see. Do we want to know what they're coming up with? More bombs? More bombs, I say. Sundance unveils politics-heavy lineup featuring Ocasio-Cortez, Doc Feinstein, drama. Drama mama. In addition, the Indie Film Festival will debut the Harvey Weinstein doc, Untouchable, and Grindr, Chadahaw's Blinded by the Light. I don't even know what which centers on a teen who learns to navigate life the music of Bruce Springsteen. Yeah, I'm not remotely interested in any of those. I will not be going to see any of those, I'll tell you that. Okay. What else do we have? Weinstein returns, at least on screen. Oh, it must be that talking about that the Sundance stuff. Yeah, I don't care. If Bobby talks, I'm finished. Which Bobby? Bobby. Let's see what's going on here. What is going on? If Bobby talks, I'm finished. Les Moons tried to silence the accuser. A trove of text messages detail a plan by Mr. Moons and a faded Hollywood manager to bury a sexual assault or allegation. Instead, the scheme helps sink the CBS chief and may cost him $120 million. Saturday, April 28, 2018 was Marv Dorr's 75th birthday. It was also going to be his comeback after more than three decades as a Hollywood talent manager. You know, I don't care. I'm sorry, close that out. I don't care. Murphy Brown reboot canceled amid historically low ratings. Murphy Brown, you, geez, I was a kid when you were around. You want to come back some 30 plus years? No, you're done. Murphy Brown, happy together to end after initial orders on CBS. As CBS continues to solidify its mid-season lineup, both rookie series will make way on the schedule for freshman fam and the third season of Man with a Plan. Let's see, I'm trying to find the historic low. Okay. For Murphy Brown, the rebooted series was also intended to be a closed-ended order of 13 episodes. 6.2 million total viewers and a 0.9 in the key 18 to 49 demo in its prime Thursday 9:30 p.m. slot and remains in consideration for renewal. Okay, yeah, Murphy Brown. Yeah, I don't watch those kind of shows anymore. Who watches these type of things? You know, I don't watch them much at all. Are you kidding me? Woman crashes on highway while watching Netflix. Jeez. Don't Netflix and drive. Motorist crashes on I-94. Stupid. You stupid woman driver. You stupid. Don't call me a chauvin. If it was a man, I'd be singing the same thing. I'd be saying, you stupid man driver. So don't get it messed up. Y'all heard. Don't make me get ish on you. Police say numerous calls came in October 26 to report a person crossing over lanes, driving onto the shoulder, and driving in and out of the grass on the shoulder on Interstate 94. As troopers approached, the woman ran off the road and crashed into the median cables. The woman admitted she had been watching Netflix on the iPad that was positioned on the passenger seat. Stupid idiot. Well, thank God no one got hurt, just her car. I hope she got a heavy fine. Stupid fool. Dumb idiot. Okay, what else? House committee examines whether Twitter dossier lied in testimony. Of course. Google CEO to make long-awaited appearance. Online sex ads rebound after shutdown of Backpage. Okay, this is the one I'm in. Okay, don't judge me. Online sex ads rebound months after shutdown of Backpage. Not only Backpage, but all the other ones. And Craigslist was shut down too. Makes life very difficult for a single guy, I'll tell you that. Very difficult. Where am I supposed to go? I don't know. Anyway, I should say, makes life difficult for a single anti-sociable guy who would rather do it online because it's a lot less socializing and more to the point. Hey, baby. Yeah, honey. You want to? Yeah, let's do it. Yeah. Boom, boom. Thank you much. I'm done. Okay, so smaller escort websites are vying for the lucrative online sex for hire market Backpage.com, dominated before U.S. authorities shut it down earlier this year, a move that frustrated the industry and forced law enforcement to adapt their efforts combating sex trafficking. Online sex ads plunged in April following Backpage's seizing and President Donald Trump's signing of legislation amid at websites that facilitate sex trafficking. But a new analyst finds the drop in numbers of ads may have been short-lived. According to Pitfield-based software company, there were about 146,000 online sex ads posted per day in the U.S. on leading escort websites from mid-September to mid-October, and the company expects the total for this month to be even higher. In contrast, there were about 133,000 such ads posted on Backpage in the month before its shutdown. Instead of Backpage, away amid the government crackdown on sex trafficking, some escort websites are doubling down on their business model and see the Backpage shutdown as an opportunity to expand, said Emily Kennedy, the president of the co-founder of Marinus Analytics. They're really competing with each other for that spot now, and so we're seeing frequent activity at this point, she said, adding that as long as the business remains lucrative, people are going to figure out a way to advertise it. It's true. It's unknown if many of the escort websites looking to expand will eventually meet the same fate as Backpage. Are you going to tell me which one? So a single guy can get your groove on. Despite the increase, some experts caution against a rise in sex ads with an increase in sex trafficking. They say sex ads can be fake or duplicates from other websites, true, and interest from sex buyers remains low compared to the Backpage era. So, this goes on and on and on. That's enough of that. It's enough of that. Hawaii man who suffered heart attack during missile false alarm sues the state. HIV epidemic as Europe sees the highest ever rate in infection. China warns U.S. trade war could escalate into Great Depression and World War. Dutch rail company to pay reparations for World War II deportations. Who's this? Update: the 78-year-old man may be serial killer in U.S. history. The most prolific. Injured electric scooter riders flooding emergency rooms. 90-year-old dies after duo crash into her. This is the creepy. Well, I lost it. Where'd it go? Come on. Don't do it. This is the creepy reason Air Force One must be painted blue. What's the creepy reason? I don't understand. Let's see what this is. Amazing Air Force One facts that only a few presidents have been willing to confess. Air Force One is a massive flying container of secrets. There's still so much we don't know. But lucky for us, a few presidents have leaked facts about Air Force One that are pretty unbelievable. Air Force One is so much more than a private jet for the President of the United States. It's a top secret vault in the sky, and that vault has just been cracked. Here are some things that nobody knew about Air Force One until now. Let's look and why is it not showing me? Okay, I'm trying to. Why is it not showing me? It's pissing me off. All right, maybe. Here we go. How fast and how high? I don't know if I should be reading these. I'm not gonna read this. Why do you want to give out secrets about? Okay, no, I'm not reading it. No. What else do we have here? Robo sexuality on the rise. Why is there so much sex stories today? Robo sexuality on rise as thousands now sharing bot porn online. Digital smell technology lets you send orders in dating apps. You know, I can't remember what year it was, but I think I talked about this before. Basically, how can I put it in gentle terms? There used to be adult websites, and they were gonna make this thing that you plug into your computer. I don't know if it was gonna be via USB, and when you could smell the sex, basically, for lack of better words. So I don't know if this works in the same way. I mean, that's just okay. Yeah, I'm not gonna read this. Postal workers busted delivering cocaine. Oh boy. 16 U.S. postal workers took bribes to deliver cocaine in Metro Atlanta. Kidding me? 16 of them, huh? Unbelievable. So they were sentenced to federal prison for accepting bribes. Some as low as $250 to deliver cocaine. And now you're doing hard time. That's what you get. You pay, you play. You play. NPR fires film critic after Last Tango rape joke. Huh. Last Tango rape joke. Let's see. NPR fires critic David Edelstein after Last Tango joke. NPR's Fresh Air has parted ways with contributor David Edelstein after the film critic made a joke about the rape scene in The Last Tango in Paris on his Facebook page following Monday's death of director Bernardo Bertolucci. In a statement Tuesday, Fresh Air said the post was offensive and unacceptable because of what actress Maria Snyder experienced filming the scene. Elstein had captioned a photo of the scene with the line, "Even grief is better with butter." After the backlash, which included actress Martha Plipp calling for Elstein's firing, Elstein said he was unaware of the comments and apologized. Okay. What else do we have here? China Scientist defends gene editing babies. I don't want to read about that. The real Mr. Big behind El Chapo's drug cartel. I don't really care. I can't pretend to care. MS-13 member who traveled with caravan busted. Good. Very good. Very good. Slow police response times in Dallas riot raising alarm. Why are they slow to alarm? I mean, why are they slow to Obama? America has a great smugness. Clinton's play to hundreds of empty seats of first date of tour. Who cares? Who cares? The Bill and Hillary Show. Power couple kick off 13-city paid speaking tour in Canada, where bank executive lobbied, bank executive lobbed questions at them in half-empty arena as they accused Trump of being part of a Saudi cover-up. Can we see the arena? I'd like to see the empty seats. Bill and Hillary Clinton launched their 13-city paid speaking tour in Canadian Hockey Arena Tuesday evening, where there were banks of empty seats, and the power couple accused President Trump of joining the Saudi cover-up. The Clintons riffed on issues ranging from the U.S. elections to the Iran deal, the killing of the deal of killing of Osama bin Laden, and the murder of Saadi Khashoggi, and got a warm reception from the crowd as they jabbed at Trump administration from north of the border. What makes this so troubling is how commercial interests, both the president, family and business, and his son-in-law's family and business with the kingdom, said Hillary. You know, I don't care. I mean, lock her up already. Give crap about your power show, power trip, power whatever. What else? CO to allow use of X as sex identifier on driver's license. Huh, wait a minute, what's this? Colorado to allow use of X as sex identifier on driver's license. What does X mean? You know what? Stupid. I'm sick of the LGBT thing. Okay, let's go on. Hillary coffin fits again. Her coffin fits returns while she's on tour. But she's talking to a whole bunch of nothingness. She gets a coffin fit again. Come on. This stupid thing is taking forever to load up. Okay. Let's see. Yep, I guess it's... Let's see. Sorry. Let's see if I can hear a little bit of this. You want to hear a coffin? Yeah, she's got her coughing fit again. It's too much echo. Alarming spike in dolphin deaths. I don't want to hear about that. That's sad. I love dolphins. But I want to make aware of it, so I will read the story. Okay, let's see what's going on. Researchers suddenly see alarming spike. Oh, whoa. I forgot I had something cooking. Let's see if it's... Oops. I'll be right back.
Been a long year. Sometimes it's hard to get up, but this holiday cheer helps me hold my head up. Every glimpse of joy around me helps to give a festive feel. And when I see familiar faces here, I know I can make it. So thankful to be here with you. I'm filled with gratitude and feeling so renewed. I'm blessed to have my family, and there's no one I'd rather see. Telling stories round the tree, nowhere I would rather be than here with family. All the lit up trees line Main Street of my hometown. I'm feeling at ease, watching old friends as they come around. Playing games and puzzles all day, enjoying gingerbread with tea. Asleep in my old bed, it's still right here. Left as it was for me, so thankful to be here with you. I'm filled with gratitude and feeling so renewed. I'm blessed to have you beside me, and there's no one I'd rather see. Telling stories round the tree, nowhere I would rather be than here with family. Oh, sharing love and gifts on Christmas morn. Songs and laughter fill the home. Time slows down in this moment here, and I know I can make it. So thankful to be here with you. I'm filled with gratitude and feeling so renewed. I'm blessed to have you beside me, and there's no one I'd rather see. Telling stories round the tree, nowhere I would rather be than here with family.
Welcome back. What a shame. I'm not even cooking for myself. I'm cooking for my sugar gliders. Could you imagine? I haven't even cooked for myself and I'm hungry. But no, my sugar gliders have to have their chicken gizzards that they're spoiled. I have dogs can be pretty spoiled too, but sugar gliders are beginning to be on the spoiled level too. They have to have their chicken gizzards. So I don't know how one day I just said, you know what, I wonder if they'll like these. And so I cooked some and put some inside, and Matrix, she took right to it. She snatched it up and she was eating them. Matrix, she did not want to even go near it, but she saw how much Zoom saw how much Matrix was enjoying it. And she said, let me save a taste. And now they fight over gizzards. They love it. The only other thing that they like more than chicken gizzards or just as much is bread. They love bread. So I'll try not to give them too much bread. It's going to fatten them up. But bread and gizzards, they like chicken. And they like chicken liver as well. And if I want to try any other meats, I think if I try any other meats, it's going to probably be turkey. But they don't like just any part of it. Like, for instance, I try to give them chicken breast, the white part of the meat, they don't like it. They won't touch it. So that's why I decided maybe they'll like the gizzard, which is, I guess, I don't know if that's considered dark meat or not, but it's darker. I used to love cooking gizzards for myself. Do you know I haven't cooked gizzards for myself since I've been buying it for them? Because it's tough to find it. The supermarkets, they always run out of it. And so I have to hoard all the ones I could get for them because they get really highly upset if I don't have their chicken gizzards to feed them. And I don't want to give them too much chicken liver because liver is, I think, is rich in iron, and I don't want to give them too much iron. So every now and then I will give them some chicken liver, but gizzards is what they like. So anyway, they completely, what was I going to talk about? Oh, I was going to talk about dolphins. Researchers suddenly see alarming spike in dolphin deaths across southwest Florida. Very sad. I don't want to. I love dolphins. I really do. You always hear stories about dolphins saving people at sea. So, dolphins are intelligent. Over the past few days, an alarming number of dead dolphins have washed ashore along southwest Florida beaches, including in Tampa Bay area. It's a reminder that red tide is still a looming threat in the Gulf. What's red tide? The latest trend has many wondering whether we'll see another tragic increase of dead dolphins here in Tampa Bay area. This year was a record-setting nightmare for dolphins death. NOAA says that the incessant red tide bloom has been a factor in 109 recorded dolphin deaths throughout southwest Florida. I just have to Google red tide bloom. I don't know what that is, honestly. I don't know. So I need to know. When I don't know something, I have to research. According to the Wikipedia, it says that red tide is a common name for a worldwide phenomenon known as an algae bloom when it is caused by species of Dinoflagellates and other algae. The upwelling of nutrients from the sea floor from massive storms is likely to cause this event. Okay, so apparently, and the red tide is toxic algae bloom plagues Florida coastline, and that's what's killing the dolphins, 109 of them anyway. So okay, so now I know what that is. And over the past 6 weeks, Mode Marina Lab has had a reprieve. Over the last week or so, it's changed dramatically, said Gretchen Lovewell with Mode Marine Lab. Researchers say over the past few days, more than 20 dead dolphins have washed ashore along Lee and Collier counties, and the number co of counties climbing. It is very unfortunate, very unusual thing. In my 15 years, this is only the second time I've ever had to deal with the death of dolphins on the beach, said Harbor Master Captain Robert Jacobson. This is sad stuff. Sad stuff. Okay, what else is going on here? Anything? Anything at all? And I'll do anything for you. Faces cold shoulder. Who faces cold shoulder? Once feted Saudi crown prince faces cold shoulder abroad. Well, that's because of what happened. That's because of what happened with Khashoggi. You know, that's what happened. Police suspect scrap metal thieves in theft of 300-pound menra from synagogue. Unbelievable. 100 churches dying each week. Huh. I gotta tell you, I'm exhausted. I am exhausted. Migrants report. Where is it? Migrants regret. I'm done with the United States. Good. Go on home. I'm done with you too. Go on home. Migrants in Tijuana regret the caravan. I'm done with the United States. After being gassed by the United States. Why am I laughing? After being gassed by the United States and held in a camp by Mexico, hope is running out for some who left Honduras with dreams of a better life in America. Okay, I'm seeing a photo of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 migrants jumping over what seems to be some type of a wall. Tijuana, Mexico. After fleeing tear gas shot at the United States border, Carlos Gonzalez confessed confusion and second thoughts about the caravan that carried him to the doorstep of his dream life in the United States. The 40-year-old corn farmer from Honduras, wearing a pink breast cancer awareness hat and an orange work vest, had hopped on the caravan of Central American migrants, figuring it would facilitate his entry into the country illegally, by the way. Didn't say that, but it's illegal. It set out from San Pedro Sula, Honduras on October 12th, and for 5 weeks he could hope and dream, especially as the caravan pushed past police barricades and cross through closed border in Guatemala and Mexico. Both the United States border has proved impossible so far for the 7,000 migrants anxiously arriving in Tijuana, where they're waiting in the squalor of a small baseball stadium turned tent city. It's just a stone throw from the border they hope to cross, which many could not imagine would be so difficult. Good. Go home. Go home. Go the hell home. I thought it would be easy, said Gonzalez, who traveled north with his wife and two children, ages 4 and 3. He said his family was planning to sign up with Mexican officials for voluntary reparations. We're here alone, hungry, unprotected. My daughter is sick with diarrhea. Diarrhea. If you try to cross the border and... Okay, stop it. He said from the street by Tijuana El Chaparral border crossing. Bottom line is stay home. Don't come here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Even Florida freezing. Global warming. Global warming. Even Florida's freezing. Brr, a frosty ahead of Central Florida. Let me ask Siri. Hey Siri, how is the weather tomorrow?
Looks like it will be partly cloudy in Holyoke tomorrow. The high will be 42 degrees and the low will be 24.
Will it be snowing this week?
It doesn't look like it's going to snow this week.
Thank goodness for that. And Trump's behavior toward military's disturbing retired General McChrystal. What is his behavior? Let's see. Let's see what McChrystal is saying. He is saying that, why is he saying this? Retired Army General Stan Lee McChrystal joined ABC News political director Rick Klein and chief White House and Washington correspondent. Okay. What are we to make? Come on, get to the meat. Okay. Trump recently bragged that no one has done more with the military, including vets. That's not the best metric of whether you support the military, blah, blah, blah. And that's the end of that. I'm not going to read anymore. Let's see. I think that's about it. That's it. I think I've given you enough show for Thursday. Enough show. I may see you on Friday.
Political corruption, pitfalls of nation. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. There
ho, 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 ho.